Good morning.
Good morning.
This morning's scripture reading is from John chapter 2, verse 1 to 11. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concern is that to you and me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now, standing there were six stone water jars for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim. He said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the chief steward." So they took it. When the steward tasted the water that had become wine, and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the steward called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and then the inferior wine after the guests have become drunk. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this, the first of his signs in Cana of Galilee, and revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Thanks be to God. My name is Sally Ann Patricia McShane. When I was 10 years old, I absolutely loved my name, Sally Ann. I thought it was just very kind of special. In Nova Scotia, where I grew up, there are very few Sallys or Sally Anns. It's mostly Sarahs and Sandras. And then when I was 10 years old, I found out that Sally Ann stood for Salvation Army. Yeah, and so I dropped the Ann very quickly before my friends found out. But somehow there's a providence in that eventually the work that I would do would be with people on the streets. And working at First United Church on the downtown east side has been an amazing experience. It means that everything you knew about ministry, everything you knew about liturgy, everything you knew that you thought you understood about Scripture is turned on its head. So when I do a memorial service, and I do, unfortunately, far too many memorial services at First United, we sit in a circle. Somebody brings out a drum. Somebody brings a poem they've written. Somebody brings a song that they have written. And we sit in a circle, and it might go on for a long time, but it's that kind of gathering. First United is very much about community gathering. It's very much about conversation. And the work that I do, a lot of it is based on liberation theology, which is based on the understanding that people, the poor and disenfranchised, need a voice. They need to be heard. They need to tell their stories. But also, we have so much to learn. I have grown to understand Scripture and the interpretation of Scripture. I see it in different ways because of the listening, because of hearing the voices of people on the downtown east side. At First United Church, we have people of all ages. We have many seniors now. It's changed over the years. We have a lot of seniors who come into First United. First United, we did 10,000 meals just last month. We have 60 beds in our shelter. It was at about 300 when I arrived, and we cut it down quickly. Well, not quickly. It took us 6 months to slowly cut it down to 60 beds because it was total chaos in that church. Who has ever been in First United Church? Been in it, inside of it? The lovely Ruth here. Yes. Well, it's changed probably in the last few years. All the pews were taken out of the sanctuary and they were filled with beds when I arrived. And what we slowly did was we went from about 250 beds to 60 beds, and every time somebody got housing, we took that bed away, and then we got to a manageable place. And so the sanctuary now is a place of tables. It's a place where people come and hang out, but also we built into the sanctuary a bedroom for people who are for men who are disabled and can't get upstairs to the men's shelter. And the men's shelter is up in the choir loft, what used to be the choir loft. And then the women's shelter is where the Sunday schools used to be. The chapel, we reclaimed the chapel, and the chapel is sacred space in the church. It's a place where we do worship Monday to Friday mornings. It's also on Wednesday night. It would be our Sunday morning worship is on Wednesday night. We gather around. We have a meal. After the meal, we each light a candle, and it's our prayer time. And then after the prayer time, we talk about something important. Last week, we talked about the word love. It's just the word love. We talked about what does that actually mean? When Jesus says, love one another as I have loved you, what does that really look like when you're living in poverty or you're struggling with addiction or you're struggling with memories of abuse? What does love look like, and can you love sometimes out of your context? One of my favorite people at First United, I'll call her Brenda. First time I met her, she was sleeping on the sidewalk in front of the church. She had shopping cart, she had blankets and a pillow, she had all of her stuff strewn out in front of her, and she had a dog, and the dog was being a guard dog, and she was asleep, and I went out and I woke her up and I said, you can't be laying here. Come inside. We have a bed for you. And she cursed at me. And I said, people are taking your things. As you were sleeping here and your dog is barking at everybody, people are taking everything that you own. And so she swore at me again. And then she said, if you don't get out of here, I'm going to punch you in the face. And she knew who I was, right? She knew that I was the minister of the church. Didn't matter. Since then, we have become best friends. She is an amazing, delightful person who is struggling alone in her life. She is 24 years old. She has memories that she often won't talk about. And she is trying to find laughter in her life. She's trying to find joy in her life. So what is the work of the church? What's the responsibility, do you think, of First United Church on the downtown east side? Ruth knows. You can't tell. Ruth knows the answer. What do you think the responsibility is for us? I'm the community minister. I work with the executive director. There's a staff of about 45 people. Half of them are security, because as a shelter, you have to have 3 security staff on all the time. What do you think we are trying to do? Well, the wedding at Cana is actually quite significant. Jesus starts his ministry in the Gospel of John, and he starts it in a time of celebration and a time of joy. There's laughter. And there's a hopefulness in this scripture. I know that, and when I was studying in Atlantic School of Theology, that the professor used to always focus on the fact that his mother started the whole ministry. It took a good woman, he used to say, to get this all started. And to start it right, of course, with laughter and a celebration. But at First United, we try to bring laughter into our community. We try to bring into the lives of people who are feeling like they are the scum of the earth. They are feeling as though all of society has rejected them. And they are feeling, often because they have been told as children that they are not of value, they are feeling they don't have any value. So one of the first things that we try to do is that we're very clear on a relationship of how we talk to people. We treat everybody as somebody who is loved, as somebody's brother, sister, daughter, uncle, mother, father, and as a child of God. One of the things that people ask me about all the time is addiction. There's a lot of addiction on the downtown east side. There's a lot of addiction in Vancouver. There's a lot of addiction in Surrey. The people that we have are the people who are poor in their addiction. There's a lot of mental illness in Vancouver, on the downtown east side, in Surrey, in North Vancouver, but we have the ones who are poor. There's a lot of people, a lot of seniors, and we have the ones who are trying to live off the lowest amount that you can imagine. So the other purpose of First United is to give hope. Somebody said to us one day on a Wednesday night when we were lighting the Christ candle in the middle of the table, somebody said, every time we light the Christ candle, I think of the word hope. And this is the young man who was talking was about 3 months clean of his addiction and fighting desperately to stay clean. And he said, I imagine myself in a dark room and it's totally black. And there, I know there's a window, I know there's a door, but I can't find it. And I'm banging and I'm trying desperately to get out. And I'm feeling the frustration and the hopelessness. And I'm crying and I'm screaming to God for help. And then suddenly God opens a door. That's hope, he said. And he said, it's that kind of powerful hope that's helping me at the moment stay clean. It was about 2 years ago, and he's still doing great. So First United opens the door and shows people light, shows them possibility. The other thing that First United does is it offers healing. We can't do the healing, but we can create a context where people can heal. And that's either by listening. It can be by prayer. There's one guy, Joe, he comes in every day for a prayer. It's a one-minute prayer. I can be standing in the middle of the lobby. I can be standing in the gym where we do the food. And he just stops everything. I need that one-minute prayer. We have many people on the streets who believe that God has condemned them and that God hates them. I don't know how often I've been asked to do a Bible study on the book of Revelation. And I always say, no way. No, I am not doing this book. Because people, the images are so vibrant and wiping out the bad people. And I know that the people who want the Bible study, they really want God to wipe it all out, wipe everything out. So instead we do Bible studies on something that is hope or possibility. We do something like the wedding at Cana, where Jesus starts his ministry by talking about the wow, the laughter, the joy. That he's bringing joy. He's bringing joy. So at First United, we do a lot of laughter. We try to create a lot of laughter. It was one guy, it was two guys. They were standing arguing over the telephone. At First United, there's a telephone. There's not many on the downtown east side, but there's one, and it's free. And you're only allowed to be on for 5 minutes. Because there's often a lineup. So this one guy's on, and he's on longer than 5 minutes. The guy behind him starts getting mad, and he starts ramping up his energy, what we call escalating. And he's escalating, and he's not touching the guy in front of him, but it's about to get into physical. And the other guy is on the phone, and I don't know who he was talking to, but he really didn't want to stop talking to this person. So he's like sort of yelling back, and they're fighting. And one of the guys, security, comes over to the two of them, and he looks at them and he said, if you don't stop your fighting and your yelling in the church, I'm going to take off my vest and I'm going to put it down here on the floor. I'm going to take off my radio and I'm going to put it right here on the floor. I'm going to take off my fancy hat that I'm wearing and I'm going to put it on the floor. And I'm coming over to you. And I'm going to hug you like you've never been hugged before. Totally diffused it right away. Working at First United it's the wedding at Cana. It's joy. It is the sadness of loss. It is the sadness of listening to some of the worst stories, life stories. It is possibility and potential and hope. But one of the things it is most of all, it challenges and deepens your faith like you wouldn't recognize, because you listen to how the people sitting around the table on Wednesday nights talk about God. And by the way, Wednesday night is open to anybody. People from other churches come on Wednesday night. There's anywhere from 8 to our Christmas service, there was 50 people around this one table. And one of the women who had come from another church said, you know, I don't believe in that Jesus was that powerful. You know, he was a nice guy, some great teachings, good. But, you know, I really can't do the rest, she said. And one of the guys said, I am clean right now. And I'm clean because it took a God that powerful to help me get clean. That's the God that I believe in. And I should mention to you about addiction. Crack is the worst thing in the world. And any time I hear young people talk, or anybody of any age, talking about experimenting with it, I really just want to hit them over the head. What are you thinking? Because I have a friend who is 55 years old, whose son was on crack. And we used to meet all the time, and he used to talk and lament and trying to help his son. And one day he decided that he would try it so that he could understand what his son was going through. Crack is a 7-minute high, and it takes all of your adrenaline and all of your serotonin, and it just is one great big rush. And nothing in your life will ever, ever compare to those 7 minutes. And after the next time you take it, it never happens again. So my friend is now, 5 years later, he's lost everything. He's living on the streets because he decided to see what his son was going through. So when you think of addiction, think of the deep, deep, deep hole that people are trying to get out of. It's like nothing you can imagine. And when you see somebody manage it, hug them. It takes a lot of courage. So First United, and I'll end here. I don't have a joke to end with. First United is just a hilarious place. A sad place. When we do karaoke on Wednesday afternoons, it's really a hilarious place. Especially the ones who really can't sing. When We have our meals and churches come in and do the meals. It is hilarious because the churches usually do some kind of routine. It is a profound place because people are very real when you meet them. There isn't lots of people say, I don't have a lot of room for BS. Don't have a lot of time. So we ask always for your prayers. Please hold the work of First United in your prayers. Just remember that somebody's daughter, brother, sister, mother, uncle, father is living on those streets. And that they need, it'll take the love of God and the laughter to help them find the joy that is who they are. Thanks be to God. Amen.